Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in.
Yeah.
You are tuned in.
Does your furnace need repair? Just go to Fix It. Easy to find the right home pro at fixitfast.com.
The floor. The private room is the third bubble. We both got to, you got to click mine, my line, and click your line with the bubble. It sound foreign to you, huh?
Yeah, hello.
Hello? Yeah, man. Sorry about that, man. This is First Radio, man. This is your boy Chill Jizzle, man. I'm live in the studio with C Gunner, man. We holding it down, man. Tonight we got special guests dropping by tonight, man. We got Lil B from Young Money, Cash Money Records, man. Shout out to homie Prince Kennedy. Also, I want to shout out, you know what I mean, the big homie, you know what I mean, Shorty Low, man. He's supposed to be dropping through, too. You know what I mean, man? He's calling in. Before we get into all that, man, you know what I mean? I got, you know, Cypher Dow on the boards, man, you know what I mean? And we got a brand new newcomer to the boards, you know what I mean, tonight. So y'all got to bear with us. That's why it's quiet a little bit. You know what I mean? Prince, I see you calling in, man. Let's just remain in line, man. We're going to jump to y'all in just a minute. And we're going to get it popping tonight, man. You already know what we doing, you know what I mean? And we just holding it down, man, you know.
Private real quick, we'll bring little Chucky out, and we on the pop tonight. We look for Caliber, it's a rap, you know what I mean? That's the brand new track. Artist Caliber. Shout out to Caliber, Crooked Youth Entertainment. And you already know, you know what I mean? Can we get that on his face? I don't know what's going on right now. We had a little technical difficulty with the switchboard. We gonna say this one more time. I'm gonna say this in case if y'all ain't heard me. We trying to play some music. Can we get some music on air, please? I'm gonna try one more time. We got to call out the 856-726. We need some music to be played tonight. Okay. All right. It seems like this is not working with us tonight. Call out to 856-726. This is the last time I'm gonna say this again.
Hey.
Hey. Did you do the bubbles? Were you on the bubbles? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
I can hear you loud and clear. What's going on with you?
Okay, I'm just trying to figure this out. I have no idea where to work this thing. I got the red thing lit, but you want me to light the bubble?
Okay, check this out. You got the red thing lit. We need you to light the yellow one, the third one, and the third one on your row, not the X. You got me?
It's my chance, and no, I ain't gon' blow it. It's about that time I'm finally getting noticed. After all the hard work and the pain that I put in, it's about time the coach let me out the bullpen. Now I'm making hits. Hell yeah, I'm the shit. And I ain't never gonna quit. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Right.
No, 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 no.
Uh-huh, yeah. It took a long time grinding just to see the cash. Can't wait to see you haters' faces when you see my stash. Whoever say money. Can I say I hope all my sins forgiven? I did what I had to do to go and get this money. Somebody gonna die if you try to take it from me. All I see is flashing lights, big body cars. I'm on the red carpet, rubbing shoulders with the stars. You probably broke and bummed me, starting fights at the bar. I probably bag your bitch, let me pipe her in the car. Hard work, I don't sleep at all. I'm too tough, get shot, probably sleep at all. Big dreams, it seems, that's what keep me going. Success is my destiny, it's like I was chosen.
Gonna blow it. Yeah, it's about that time I'm finally getting noticed. After all the hard work and the pain that I put in, it's about time the coach let me out the bullpen. Now I'm making hits. Now I'm making hits. Hell yeah, I'm the shit. Hell yeah, I'm
the... Hello.
Yo.
You, yeah. I was just making sure everything was live, man. You know what I mean? I want to welcome to the show, man, Lil Chucky, man. Shout out to the homie Prince Kennedy, man. What's going on, y'all?
Shit,
yo. What up?
What's going on with you, homie?
I'm good, man. I woke up this morning, so I'm feeling wonderful. You know, a lot of people didn't wake up. So, guess what? I ain't feeling real good today.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Now, Chuck, man, we know you're on your grind right now, man. Just for the listeners out there, man, let everybody know what you're doing right now. Like, what's in the works? Now, I mean, what you just come home off of? Put it out there for the people.
Man, basically, every day, nothing changed, just a different day. Really, just a different date. It's the same old thing every day, you know, just grinding, working, you know, doing features, doing shows. I just dropped a mixtape called Swap or Die. I just did a bunch of stuff, man. You know, I'm just focused on this music, you know what I mean? And, you know, just staying focused. And also, I want to give a shout out to the haters, you dig? Because, you know, if it wasn't for them and my team, Chucky, I wouldn't be here today. So it's a bunch of stuff. And I got a bunch of stuff coming up, too. So, you know.
No doubt. Now, can we see Lil Chucky in some movies this year coming in 2012?
I would love to do that. You know, before this world comes to an end, before I die, I would love to do, like, some movies. Yeah.
I hear that right there, man. You know, I mean, that's what it is, man.
I think it'll be like, I wish, like, you know, whatever come to the plate, you know, I'm open for it. But I would love to play an action movie, you know.
An action movie. Now, what type of role would you play in an action movie? A cop?
Man, I don't know. I just want to be a little bad kid just wrecking up everything.
A little bad kid?
Yeah.
Like a little bad kid, like Lil Bow Wow And All About the Benjamins?
Yeah, just like that, just kicking over trash cans, all that type of stuff.
All right. Any directors out there that's listening, man, y'all had Lil Chucky live tonight, man. He said he got a role, he already got mapped out for him, man. So, you know, I mean, that's just the starter role, though, right, Chuck?
Yeah, you know, that would come, you know what I'm saying, pause, but... Whatever come to the plate, and you know what I'm saying? I'm open for it.
No doubt, man. I feel you on that, man. I just gotta ask you, man. Like, what's going on over there at the Young Money camp, man? You know what I mean? With Lil Chucky, Tiger, Twist. You know what I mean? The whole fam. How everybody living over there?
Everybody is great. You know, everybody is working. You know, people. You know, Twist, Tiger about to drop their album. Drake about to drop his. You know, everybody just, you know, like I say, everybody, you know, do the same thing every day, man. You know, just grinding, making money, and making music.
I hear that, man. You know what I mean? Now,
I got a question for him, if you don't mind me asking him something.
Right there. She got a question for you, Chuck. I'm going to go ahead and let her go ahead in on his face and take it easy on this. It's his first time.
I just wanted to know, how is it working with the Young Money Entertainment and the staff over there? How is it working with Luwayne and all those guys over there?
It's family. You know what I mean? It's, you know, dealing with music. you know, just music by itself, you know, it's, you know, it's wonderful, man. You know, everybody has, you know, bars. Everybody, you know, everybody not to spit in a team. You know what I mean? So it's really, you know, it's family, you know what I mean? You know, they have, you know, ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say everything is peaches and cream, but, you know, it's a family, so, you know, that's what that's going to happen anyway. But, you know, dealing with music is just amazing. I'm thankful to be working with him.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. I just got a quick question, and I don't want to get too personal. And if I am, man, you could just put me in my place live on the air, man. It is what it is. But now, when you say everything's not peaches and cream, but it is home, could you just give us some clarity?
No, I mean, don't take it as in a bad way, you know, because, you know, I don't want everybody out there to, you know, I'm not about to lie. I'm not about to lie and, you know, have everybody thinking, you know, it's great, you know, it's great. I'm going to tell you the real thing so people out there can know, you know, every, you know, it, you're going to have that. It's a family. You know, hey, Wayne said it, everybody didn't say it before. You know what I mean? It's nothing bad. Nothing is going on. You know what I mean? Nothing is going on. But I just want y'all to know that, you know, I don't want people, you know, when they do have a label and say, you know, I want to be like Lil Wayne and have everything peaches and cream. You know, every like for instance, like an album. You know,
yeah.
People supposed to drop an album on a certain day, and you know, it got, you know, pushed back. So you know what I'm saying? Like that's, you know, it's always, you know, dealing with business. You know what I mean? On a grown, you know what I mean? On a serious note. Some, you know what I mean, it's not, everything is not going to be all just great, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I know Wayne
yeah.
don't want people out there to know that everything is great. Nah, you got to put in work. You know, Wayne don't just give everybody just no gifts and all that type of stuff. Nah, he want us to work for it, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I'm saying. I don't want everybody to think, oh, Chucky's saying no, everybody not, you know, not loyal. No, it's not like that. I'm just saying, like, that's what I said about the album, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you on that. Now, now, as far as like a few, I guess it was like a few months ago, maybe you had, damn near a whole year ago, man. They said it was the thing with the 106 incident. You said y'all was planning everything. That has that really took a toll on your career lately?
Nah, that didn't do nothing. Like, I mean, not saying it do nothing, but it wasn't like I didn't. Long as I know that he was playing, that's all that really matters. You know what I mean? And if, you know, people, you know, I want to say this. Guys, you know, gossip, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff is the reason why, you know, this world is what it is today. You know what I mean? Like, they'd rather talk about negativity, and they seen him when he was smiling when he did it, okay? And I was just laughing at the situation, like, you know, really, to be honest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, people, oh, you know, they talking about me right now. I don't care what they talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They talking about me. That's all that matters, you did? So they really didn't take a total.
Yeah. Well, do you think Wayne did that? Possibly because he knew that effect would happen, like, you know, people start talking about him, start saying things, and that kind of like, you know, keep your name in like in people's mouth.
Wait, say that again, sir.
I said, do you think he probably did it deliberately, like, you know, like that's my little man?
Nah.
He knew
me and Wayne play a lot. Pause. We you know, we play a lot. You know what I mean? You know, if when we was on tour, I used to skate with him every night. You know what I mean? Every night. So, you know, we brothers, big bro, little bro. So it's really like, you know what I'm saying? It was, I don't think he would have never did it if people would have thought about that way. You know what I'm saying? I think he really did it just to show that it's a bond. You know what I'm saying? And it's our love out here. So we play like that. You know what I'm saying? We celebrities, but we still, you know what I'm saying? We still regular people. So, you know, your big brother. When your like, if you had a big brother, I don't know if you have a big brother now, but if your big brother was playing with you, you don't think he would have, you know what I'm saying? Did that just to, he did? But,
yeah,
you know, it was, yeah, so, I mean,
no,
it was, that was really everything about that situation.
that, well, you know, I mean, and I know that media misinterpret things and then twist it and distort it all around, and World Star do their little thing with it, you know what I mean? Like, how many interviews have you done where everybody asked you about that? I know you're pretty tired of that.
Nah, it wasn't really, you know, a lot of them asked me about it, because it's kind of old. It was at the beginning of the year, you know what I mean? And this year's about to end, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I think everybody who asks me about the situation, because they giving, you know what I mean, they give me a chance to, you know, clear it up and let them know what's the real deal behind it.
That's a good thing. That, far as like as being a new artist, you know what I mean, being a young artist in the industry, who would you say your competition is like right now, like in your, you know, in your lane?
Nobody. Nobody else.
Good answer, man. You know what I mean? Say, if I don't know if you got any questions. Well, you said yourself, huh?
Yeah.
It's hard to spar with yourself, though, you know what I'm saying? Say, if you got anything you want to ask, Chucky?
What'd you say?
Yeah, basically, you know, like right now, you know, you're hearing Drake on the radio a lot. Do you have anything on coming up on the album with Drake, or a single or anything? You working with him on something?
Yeah, he'll definitely be on the album. You know, I'm not gonna be on his album. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, you know what I mean? I was working on some stuff, you know what I mean? And you know, I think he had won a lot of people from Your Money to be on the album or whatever, but you know, it was just so much stuff going on that, you know, like I said, his album was supposed to drop at a certain date, then it got pushed back and some tracks had changed on it or whatever. But, you know, that's the reason why I would not be appearing on the album. But Young Money's supposed to be dropping another album soon, so you know, everybody will be working on that, but yeah, he definitely will be on mine, though.
That's what it is. But as far as, like, Nicki Minaj and all that, man, like, you know, now is it like I don't know if they call it like a clause in the contract or anything like that, but as far as, like, features, like, you know what I mean, like, you and Jay Mills or you and Corey Guns, like, you know, how does Wayne, you know, basically A&R y'all projects, like, you know, do features like that amongst each other?
Wait, say it again, the phone was breaking up right here.
I said when Lil Wayne, like, far as like Young Money, I want to know how, like, far as your project, Tiger Project, like, far as the features, like, y'all featuring on each other projects, like, how does that work out? Like, you know, who decides who's going to be on whose album?
You know what? It's really up on the artist, and I mean, I don't want to get too far in that, because, you know what I mean? That's not really not that important about, you know what I'm saying? About that.
Put it out there for us, Chuck, man. We just kicking it tonight, man.
Yeah. I know you mean like that, but what I'm saying is, like, that's so, like, minute, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, you know, if that artist wants this especially person on the album, they get it on that, you know what I mean? Wayne give everybody their space and let them, you know what I mean? But he just want everything to go, you know, successful. That's pretty much it, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, that's really not that.
So y'all don't charge each other for y'all features on each other albums, then?
You know what? I'm not even going to answer that, because that's like...
I was waiting for you to shoot me down, Chuck.
You know what? That's the craziest question somebody has asked me ever in my life.
I knew I was going to be the one, man. I knew that. Like, you know what? I ain't even answering that. I'll tell you what that means.
I'm going to tweet that on my Twitter.
Go ahead, tweet it out. This is what they say, man. Hey, Faith, you got any other questions? How about you, better, man? You know what I mean? You got anything for the kid?
What's up, Chucky, man? It's better, man. Up here rapping First Fan, you know. Showing you some love out here, man.
What's poppin'?
We up in here kicking it, man. Yeah, like, far as, like, a Lil Chucky album this year? Like, can you give us a date or some, you know, insight on when the album we can expect it?
It's not dropping, you know, this year. This year is about to, you know, about to be coming to an end or whatever. But definitely next year. I'll be putting out the single probably like at the top of the year. I'm going to tell y'all the name of it. It's called Bodyguard, you know.
Okay.
So it's called Bodyguard. We'll be dropping such and such and such, you know, line. And the album will be dropping.
You got to give us a date, Chuck.
The album will be dropping line. So, hey, that's enough information right there.
Oh, man. Oh, Chucky holding out on this, y'all. You know what I mean? Oh, but it's cool, man. What's some of the features that we can expect on the album? Any heard of names or, you know what I mean, any of your Young Money recipe?
You know, Young Money. I haven't thought about it yet. You know, I haven't thought about it, but I know there'll be some real nice features on there. You know what I would love to do? You know, I would love to get a lot of young, you know, young rappers, you know, a lot of teenage rappers on one song. Like, and you know, just, you know, that I think that'll be some real nice, you know. And get them on a song and put that on the album, I think that'll be a real good look.
That definitely will be. Now, I got a question for you, Chuck, and I just want to know how you feel about it, man. What's your outlook on this year's BET Hip Hop Awards cipher?
It was great. Wow, it was cool.
It was cool. Now, can we say next year we're going to see you in the cipher?
Yeah, to be honest with you, we were supposed to do the cipher this year. You know, some stuff happened, whatever. I don't want to speak up on that, but we're supposed to do it. And you know what? Next year, I would try to do it next year. You know, a lot of people been wanting me to do it, and whatever. I'll try to do it next year.
No doubt, man. We'd be looking forward next year. And I don't know, Chris, you got any questions for me? Because I got a whole bunch of them I could ask you. You might not answer all of them, but...
You know, the younger generations, you know, watching you, 106 and Park and all that stuff is what's popping today. So I wanted to know, you know, how do you want them to look? How do you want them to see you? Like, what do you want them to say about you as far as Lil Chucky, you know, as far as your image and your music and things like that? What is it that you want to hear the young generation saying about Lil Chucky?
I want to be like him. That right there is powerful words, you know what I mean? Because that can describe a lot of things, you know. And I wouldn't want that to be described in a bad way, you know, as long as it's positive and, you know, something that they can, you know, learn from me. You know what I mean? So, you know, just them words, I wanna be like Lil Chucky, you know, that's You can't get no better than that, you know. So when somebody say, you know, I want to follow his footsteps, I want to, you know, do like what he's doing or whatever. That's all I'm looking for.
Do you still find time to be yourself, like to be a regular teenager, and still do the things that you know a kid would do? Do you still find time and getting that in as well?
Oh yeah, I definitely do that. You know, bowling. Matter of fact, I just went bowling 2 days ago. You know, I went seeing the movie. Also, I went to the movie. Y'all seen Paranormal Activity?
No, I haven't seen that. I really don't watch horror.
Don't go see it. It's not that scary or whatever. I don't want to put a bad rap out there or whatever, but I was not scary in that movie. Everybody said it's scary. It's more funny.
Are they starting to recognize you when you're out like that?
Yeah. How's
that
going?
How are you handling that? What's going on with that? How you handle that?
It's Gucci. You know, it's real nice. I'm thankful to have that, you know, that recognize me, even if I got a hoodie on or a big old jacket or whatever. And, you know, it just feels good, man. You know, take pictures out. I'm not, I would never run away from or whatever.
Besides, I got a question.
You know, I know. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm gonna just wait because I know Chucky ain't gonna answer this.
I just have one more question, really. You know, besides yourself, I know a lot of times when you a lot of people in the industry, they musically influenced, it runs in their family and things like that. You know, they get it from, they're more influenced by certain people and their family members. Is there anyone else in your family that's just as talented that you know that comes to mind?
Yeah, it's a lot of people. My both of my uncles, you know, they young. You know, one of them is 19 and one of them is my age. And, you know, both of them, also my cousin. My cousin, he's talented, too. You know, he played football. And my uncle, one of my uncles, he, you know, he's you know, working on the beats. And, you know, he's getting better at that. Also, my, you know, he's my other uncle, which is my also my sister, too. You know, he's like, what's that word? They say, you know, we know how to do everything. A jack of all trades. Yeah. And, you know, he's like, I asked him, do you not do this? Yeah, I can do it right now. You know what I mean? So, he, you know, all three of them, they, you know, not just dealing with music, you know, they're very talented at what they do.
I respect that right there. Think that answers your question, baby?
Yeah, that was good. He was doing, you know, 3 years, you know, you're looking up, big up to your uncle out there and
yeah.
Your cousin and everything, yeah.
You know, the other thing I wanted to ask you before, you know, we went ahead and, you know, into the other question, I wanted to ask you, what's, like, the funniest fan story that Lil Chucky could tell the listeners out there today? Like, that happened to you regarding the fan, like, you know, good or bad?
Let's see. The funniest, man. The girl, she was young. She was about 13, 14, and I forgot what city was on. We was on the tour. And you know, some of the fans be outside our hotel room. I mean outside the hotel. And as I was going to the bus, one of them say, "I want to have your baby." So I was like, "You know what?" I was like, "Let me tell you." I was like I had to get, like, I had to think about that. Like, okay, let's see. How old are you again? You know, 14. Oh, hey, yo! I carry up and got on the bus. When she said 14, I was like, "Yep, no, just leave that right there."
Oh man! Now, let me ask you this now. As far as running with Cash Money, it's a lot of girls chasing that bus, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a bunch of girls chasing our bus, on our bus, at our hotel.
I know y'all ain't losing your head when you see the girls out there, man. No doubt, you know what I mean? Pace, you better not let none of your kids around Lil Chucky. They don't, you know what I mean? I'm just messing around. I'm just having fun. I'm just messing around, man. But Chuck, man, you know what I mean? We definitely appreciate having you on air tonight, man. You coming back for the second time. I don't know if you knew this was the second time, but you know what I mean, because you do so many interviews. But we definitely appreciate having you tonight, bro. And, any music you got, man? We you know, if you got any music, man, send it to us, man, with a couple drops, man, so we can do these mixtape things for you. We want to do some mixtapes with Chucky, man. What's good, man?
Cool, let's do it.
No doubt, man. You know what I mean? I don't know if Prince still alive. Shout out to Prince Kennedy, man, the hardest working man in his business, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kennedy, man.
Go there. Appreciate y'all, man.
No doubt. You know, we're going to go ahead and hop into the joint real quick. We got one right here. We got some Chucky in here, too, man. I definitely got some Chucky up in here, so... Slice of Sour, man. I mean, if you on the wheels and stills over there, man, you know what I mean? Definitely drop that little Chucky on the head real quick, man. And, you know what I mean? Before we even do that, I'm rushing and everything. We got to get a drop from little Chucky, man.
All right, Lil Chucky, man, you know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? Tell the world, man, Lil Chucky, man, you rock with First Fan Radio, man. Shout out to the homie DJ K-Swift.
Wait, so first Fam?
Yeah, First Fan Radio. DJ K-Swift.
All right, K-Swift.
Yes, sir.
DJ K-Swift and First Fam Radio. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? It's Young Money, Cash Money, Lil Chucky checking in, and I'm rocking with DJ Swift at, no, wait, the First Fam Radio. All right, all right. Yo, 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 what's poppin'? It's Lil Chucky, and I'm rocking with your home. My bad. Yo, it's Young Money, Cash Money, Lil Chucky, and I'm rocking with DJ Swift. K-Swift.
He gonna kill me.
DJ K-Swift.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yo, 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 what's good? It's Lil Chuck, and I'm rocking with DJ K-Swift on the First Fam Radio Station. Yeah, Young Money, baby.
No doubt, you know what I'm saying? Now, can we get these records on real quick, y'all, man, you know what I mean, while we take this break?
That's it.
Commercial break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that, family. That's huge.
No doubt, man. It's no problem, man. I'm ready whenever you're ready. We're going to go ahead and bring I don't know what you want to bring. Low on,
yeah,
man. I'm
going to make you right
okay.
Back.
Okay. Yeah, hit me right back. Hit me right back. Five minutes. Hit me on the phone.
The main shit fire, stop dropping roll. Somebody get Puff on the phone. Somebody hit Diddy on his jack. Somebody tell 50 where I'm at and how I'm about to put my city on my back. Load a little pippy in my rap. Then I go in, light thinking I sweat. Trying to be members. The blunt bills taste ugly. Still fucking with them Phillies. You niggas chase ugly. Don't call a kid lucky. Richie Rich chase dollar. A nigga chase money. Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Dutch crack like the pavement. Fill it up with diesel. No gas station. Duffel bags if you smoke with me. I'm still fucking with them Knicks. Spike Lee. My Kush first name OG. I blow it to the face. Self esteem. On hot box with my comrades. Blue drink, green crack, in a little hash. Eyes lower than a game of limbo. That's cause I'm puffin' on Dutch's longer than fucking limos. I'm with the mayor, my niggas looking like Congress. This weed rare, I promise you won't find this. But on Pluto, probably where you find us. Super high, temporary Alzheimer's.
Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Come have a smoke with the mayor, man. Clean cup, King Puff, the lot of weed is on the steam.
Waving abundance, villainized baby, it's mad. You murder one crew, so fuck was off of me, so why don't we exchange numbers? You smoke VIP, we rolling that punch of thunder. Let your hand down, I mean, it's awful that he stressed you out. And live it up, because how often does he let you out? She wanna have fun, so when I call us in the text, she out. Design edition, his mind is itching to stretch you out. LA Confidential, I don't smoke on no name weed. Devoted to my craft, and won't get a focus, these lame heat. Hall of Fame level, I can cope with.
Put me on the scale, nigga, I'm there work. You know we make some frail niggas riding that hurt. Trump, certified Trump.
music without the content.
This is for my homies, when you see me, nigga, throw it out. This is for my haters, hell nah, when people know you wanna roll it out. Everybody hold it up, everybody hold it up.
Salute. From the
smoke, I appear with the cane and the dope. I give it to you raw, I ain't cutting up the work. And niggas tap dancing on this shit like a show. But I'ma keep it real and keep my customers afloat. Quick connection weapons, Armani suit stepping. Briefcase out, let me see what that thriller about. Spend all the mall cash on the house. Pork and shear, Rolls Royce Phantom pulling out. Versace on the couch where my family sits down. I can't settle no more, I gotta get it right now. Sometimes you gotta spin your hand, then you make a lot. Come back laughing. Audi R7, titanium fabric. You see me do the dash in traffic. Topless bad bitch, looking like I got her from Paris. The shades on my face for Gary. Spray on Harmony. Cartier makes just warm me. Now I'ma show you niggas how to go and get it. Put your time on the block, you'll get it. Man, it's all in the wrist. When them bricks come back, go get them chips. Yeah, now I'ma show you niggas how to go and get it. Put your time on the block, you'll get it. Man, it's all in the wrist. When them bricks come back, go get them chips. Broadway, 139, 145th, 144th, we done this. Fun money with Conker, Charlie, Ralphie, B. Dow, me and Jay Hill brought the price down. Shaq had it 20 a gram and ready rock. Used to bag yellow tops up and signs of spot. Couldn't tell a nigga shit, I was serving a lot. Add killer cops, I took him to that New York spot. Bitches thought we was brothers, how we dressed alike. Now we grown men, thinking twin Bugattis at the light. Dice. Nah, nigga, no game. If the pot crack, I tilt the shit and steal a Yola heart and then the plane. You see me, man, feet up.
Dang.
By the time y'all catch this, I'll be yachting in my line, smoking on some marijuana, man, cold CIA. Put the bottles in the air, cause bitch, we all. Now I'ma show you niggas how to go and get it. Put your time on the block, you'll get it. Man, it's all in the wrist. When them bricks come back, go get them chips. Yeah, now I'ma show you niggas how to go and get it. Put the time on the block, you'll get it. Yeah.
Okay, we live, we live. We live, y'all?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Faith, you live with us?
Yep, I'm live with you.
Okay, you know what I mean? Just for the listeners out there, you know what I mean? Those out there that's tuned in, you know what I mean? We want to bring back the show and welcome back to the show. This is Shorty Low from D4L, y'all.
What's happening?
Yeah. What's going on with you, Low, man? Now, how the whole thing over there with 50 going, man?
Man, it's going very great, man. You know what I'm saying? I love my new family, man. We're working hard for my new album. It's coming out in March, at the top of the year in March. Coming out my birthday month.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's going to be some big partying going down.
Oh, yeah. It's been a big party going down. It's going to continue to be big party going down. But I'm loving it right now, though, you know.
No doubt. Now, you didn't have to relocate to Cali or anything like this for this new deal, did you?
Oh, no. I'm still in Atlanta.
No doubt, man. You know what I mean? Now, like, as far as the G-Unit situation, if you care to speak on it, what type of a joint venture? Is it a joint venture agreement or is it just for a solo album?
Oh, no. It's like, you know, it's not a whole label situation.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, I got a $10 million budget, you know what I'm saying? That's not for me to play with. It's for me, like, to go out and reach and get all the artists to make my brand bigger. And, well, all the artists don't have to come down south and, you know, and wherever else don't have to go to the West Coast or the East Coast to get a deal. They're going to get it right now, right here in Atlanta.
No doubt, man. So basically right now, like, if there's any artists out there that's listening right now, y'all heard what Shorty Low said, man. You know what I mean? You don't have to go to the West Coast or the East Coast.
Go
right
Coast.
Down to ATL. You know what I mean? And holla, hello, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as D4L, man, like, did you sign any new artists this year since the new
deal? Yes, I just signed one of my new artists out of North Carolina. His name is Ralph Money. He's a very talented artist. He put you in the mind of like a new Drake. He could sing and rap. Got another artist out of Alabama. His name is Zoo Ryrie. And, you know, the rest of my members was already signed with me. You know, Stuntman, Superstar CJ.
Okay.
And I have an artist named Jaja, she's a female.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Now, as far as, like, the way G Unit move and operate over there, like, does it go ahead, does it, like, mesh with what you're doing with D4L, or, you know what I mean? Do you see any bump of heads going to happen or anything?
Oh, no, everything good. And we, you know, we're a tight, close family, man. Everything very well, man, you know? Like I said, I ain't signed an artist deal. I signed a label deal.
Right,
so, you know what
that.
I'm saying? Like, I'm like new fit in the cell.
Okay, all right. The new fit, hey, that's what it is, though. You know what I mean? I respect that, man. You know what I mean? Now, you know, I had my thing. I was asking a little Chucky earlier in the show, man. We was talking about the BET Cypher, man. Like, what you thought of that this year?
You know, it was pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? But to, like, Eminem, you know what I'm saying? I like Day Cypher, and I like the Busta Rhymes Cypher. You know, they healed it all the way down.
No doubt, you know what I mean? Now, would you say, like, among those fellas that participated in Cypher, man, like, would you say it was kind of personal amongst them, or, you know what I mean, it's just for the show?
What you mean was it kind of personal? I don't understand the question.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm just saying, like, far as, like, Busta Rhymes throwing his little rhymes that he said out there, Joe Budden saying something, and he mentioned Max B in it. You know, just, you know, a little punchline, a little crafty punchline.
Oh, you know, all the, I feel like the rap game is like a sport. So he did this, you know, I don't feel like they, like, I ain't gonna say they were just really hate, but, you know, some artists just feel like, you know, like, when it's just not timing, man. You know, some artists might feel a way, you know. I heard Joe Budden say, he did say something about, like the fans like, you know, whack rap now. They don't like lyrical, but you can't tell people what to like, man. You know, people got their choice of what they like, man, you know. And music changes. Music changes every day.
You're right.
But you got to get with it.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Faith, you got anything you want to ask Short Glow before I continue?
Well, yeah, you know, I know you got a lot of, you know, I don't know if it's kind of private information, you know, you can just let me know, but I know you got a lot of kids and stuff, so I just want to know, are you in contact with all of them? And if so, what are they all saying about Daddy being like Troy Lowe on the radio and things like that?
Well, it's normal, man. My kids, you know, I'm very close with my family, man, you know, and they normal with it, you know. It's just like, we'll be out, you know, they normal. At first, when I first came to Be Solo, back in, say, like, 2006, and a lot of kids, like, didn't believe that I was their daddy at first. Then I had to start making appearances for them in school and do this. But, you know, it ain't nothing. It's the same.
Real talk. Real still. You know, I respect that, you know what I'm saying? Another thing, you know what I wanted to ask you, like, as far as, like, the new album.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the production on there, the features, and we know it's coming out in March next year?
Well, you know, the deal is I haven't really wrapped my features up yet. Basically, what I did, I said I'm going to go do that last. This is the month I'm going to start working on my features because I turned the album in the end of, say, December, sometime the top of December. But basically, I probably got over 40-some songs recorded right now, and now I'm going to go reach out and get the features. But, you know, I ain't putting up about 14 to 15 songs on my album. But we're going to pick the label. We're going to sit down and pick, you know what I'm saying, the best 15 out of whatever I do. And, you know, I worked with Zaytoven, DJ Monte.
Okay.
Who else? I got in-house producers, Gamble, Alex. I'm going to work with a couple more producers. I'm leaving out, what's his name? Who did the Lemonade.
I forget the kid's name.
Bangladesh.
Yeah. There you go.
New hot producer Mercy. You know, yeah, I work a lot of producers, man. You know, the album gonna be solid, man. You know, I put my heart in this album, man. You know, I feel like it's unbelievable, and I'm a real critic of my own music.
I believe it, man. Now, I already know some G Unit features after you leaving out.
Oh yeah, I ain't, now the future, you know, the family, they're automatic.
The family the automatic. I didn't. I was talking about the outside world. You know, the family. You know, the family gonna be the automatic. You know, I got a big record. You know, I'm gonna get you with one of my big singles. You know, what I'm saying. You know, I don't know if it's gonna be the. I'm not gonna be one through three with me sitting here on this call, Talk of the Town. And y'all stay tuned for that one. It's very hot, man.
No doubt. Now, the big homie over there, man, I know big homie, you and him got some stuff that y'all ain't telling us about going on, like, you know, as far as the music, man. What's some of the music you and him already got out there that you can afford to tell us about?
Well, you realize I can't. This, you know, after this summer, I'll be able to talk on whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? I can listen to it without Rick.
Come on, man. Come on.
I got you. You'll be the first to know. I promise. It's going to go down. Yeah.
Now, in 2012, can we be looking forward to seeing Shorty Lowe in a motion picture?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm working on my own. You know, I got my own film company also, you know. Basically, I'm working on my documentary, and I don't know when I'm starting on the move for my life story. But, you know, and, you know, I shoot videos for, like, artists all over the states. But, you know, it ain't about really the money. Just, you know what I'm saying? We working with any artists, man. You know, just trying to, because I know a lot of artists can't afford to shoot the $10,000, the $30,000, or the $40,000 video. So we working with artists, you know.
No doubt,
I'm all over now.
So you out in the streets for them, then. You out there brushing elbows. That's
yeah.
What it is. You know what I mean? Real good dude, man. We got to kick with him last year on the air, man. You know what I'm saying? Shorty Lowe, down-to-earth brother, man. You know what I mean? I respect everything he does, what he's been through, man. I just respect who you are, bro. You know what I mean?
And I appreciate him, mate.
Keep doing what you do, man. You know what I mean? And the other thing, you know, one time you was on the show, we asked you about the Illuminati thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't be myself if I ain't asked this question. Like, you know, far as like Professor Griff, like when he goes around the industry and he starts disclosing this information and putting it out on YouTube about certain rappers and the blasphemy, like, do you agree with him in some of the things he says, at least?
What did he say? I ain't never heard, because I don't believe in it, so, you know. I ain't never did see what he said.
He speaks about like artists having you know, ties, like worshiping the devil for success, and sending subliminal messages and tunes to the ears of the consumer. So, you know, that's what goes around. He's been doing for the last year or two on tour. I just want to know your take on that.
I don't know why they believe in it. You know what I'm saying? You know. Like I know it's a I believe it is Illuminati, but why would they not let rappers in it? I heard they are some of the richest people in the world, so you know, rappers, all they do is rap about and talk about what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they said it's a secret society in the music industry for hip hop. I mean, this is the guy got a whole, like, if, I don't know if you see the YouTube videos, it's been on World Star stuff. I'm like, for real, man, like they didn't try to throw the devil on everybody now, man.
The devil on everybody, man. I don't get caught up in that, man. You know, but you know, there's a lot of followers in the world, man. So they want to follow and listen to a man sound like he know what he's talking about. The people doing this, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. But I feel like it's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. No doubt, you know what I mean? Now, I understand he's from the Atlanta area as well. Like, have you and him ever, like, came across each other at any events?
Who? Repeat the question again?
Professor Griff, like, have you ever, bumped into him, like, at any functions or anything?
No, I've never bumped into Professor.
Okay. I'll just move it on. That's just a question I ask every artist, man, because he's pointing out and calling out names of artists, so, you know, so I'm asking an artist,
who's the point of that?
But, you know, he came at the Jay-Z's, the Diddy's, the T.I.'s, and on down, you know what I mean? And, you know, he's just been going, Jay Prince. He has a lot of people in the video. Yeah, they got damn videos all over YouTube. But I'm not the one to tell it, man. I'm just the radio, man.
Yeah.
We can move on, because, you know, that's something.
You know, we don't, I don't know what it's about, you know what I mean? So I'm going to leave that where it's at, you know what I mean? But that's
okay.
Something that a lot of listeners wanted to know about, you know what I mean? Because they see,
okay.
You know, artists with jewels and everything, and then they see a video on YouTube to say, well, they worshiping the devil. That's why they got so many bracelets and charms on their arm, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted L.O. to clear it up for him, man, once again, man. That's
well,
all.
You know, they don't let me clear it up, man. It don't matter what we say, them folks, it's already playing in their head. I got friends that deal with me. I had to fuss with them all the time. They trying to get me to believe. I said, man, I'm a boss. No, I ain't gonna believe in no nothing like that, man.
Yeah.
You making me, you make me too mad, man. Before believing stuff
yeah,
like that, man. It's garbage to me. It's real guys.
Yeah, I know what
yeah.
you made on that, man. Now, as far as the album and everything, man, like, you know, what's some of the things you got set forth, like, you know, as far as your artists after your album, your project?
Well, basically, you know, they're working right now. You know, so I got a separate studio where I have them working at. My studio,
okay.
But, you know, what I did, I just got me a new house. No longer about 3 months now, so... What I did, I put me a private studio in my basement, and that's where I work at. And I got my main producer.
Okay.
He, when I wake up, I go down there. When I go to sleep, I go back up still. And, you know, and that's how I'm getting so much done, because I ain't been around nobody. And, you know, and I've been staying focused.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I can't wait to hear the new music, man. You got to leak me something, man. You know what I mean? For a mixtape, working on a banger out in the East Coast, man. Leak me some music. You know what I mean?
I got
one of the nicest DJs out here, DJ K Swift, man. Shout out to the homie, man. You know what I mean? He gonna rep,
what's,
man. He's gonna put together. And we gotta get some exclusive L, man. He over here at the unit, man. Send some of them little joints over here, man. You know what I mean? Before anybody else get it, you know what I mean? You know. We
got
keep
you,
that shit
going. I got you. I promise.
Faith got a few questions. I just don't want to hog up the mic, man, because I got a couple questions you can answer, and you might hang up on me, Shallow. I'm just keeping it real, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
you might play.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
All right, that's what
Let's
it is. Faith, hey, you come back to the mic, baby.
Oh yeah, well I just had a few questions. Basically, the first one was like, you know, I know you know you're facing like a like, you know, some claims of a lawsuit. Like, what's your do you want to talk about that? Like, what's your statement on that? You know, on the lawsuit and what's going to be said about the royalties and all that stuff.
Oh shit, that ain't really nothing to me. It's just some funny dude who just try to make up stuff, but you know, it is what it is.
So you basically saying you don't really owe up to that, you know?
Oh no, man, I feel like I owe them something, but I don't owe them what they were trying to make. You know, folks feel like when I first started, this ain't got nothing to do with the G Unit thing. This is like when I first started. So dudes in my camp, when I kind of agreed to something, but when they see me blow bigger than whatever they thought I was, and then want to ask for more, when you know what I'm saying, that's that type of situation like that. But you know, it ain't nothing.
All right, you know, I know you're saying 50 Cent's a marketing genius. You know, I want you to kind of elaborate on that. Like, what makes him a marketing genius? You know, what kind of things is he going for your label and stuff like that?
Well, no, I ain't say a marketing genius. What he done to put himself in a situation where he in, he's a marketing genius. You know what I'm saying? The business move to make him like top five, you know, hip hop, you know what I'm saying, genius alive. And you know, in a short time, you know, he's sitting right there with Russell Simmons, Jay-Z, and Puff Daddy, and them folks been in it for a very, very long time. So that's why I give him his props. He's like,
what kind of direction marketing wise is he like taking you in? Or are you guys going in with your record label?
Basically, you know this. He just coming in and putting the financial backing behind what I got down here to make, you know what I'm saying, D4L be a bigger brand, and you know, just for me to run a major independent label down here, like where all the artists don't have to go to New York.
Right, right. So basically, you're about to start some type of like another label down there.
Yeah.
That's good. So are you looking forward? That's my next question, actually. You know, I know you've been working with a lot of other artists that have names behind them, but what about the no names, the unknown artists right now? Are you looking for new artists, and if you are, like, how do you go about looking for them?
Well, you know, we got when they can send it in to the label, and but the deal is, I'm not just looking for artists who could turn a CD in. I'm looking for artists who can, like, we want to see the internet presence. We want to see, you know, say what they can put themselves first before we just sign it. Like, you know, like the computer's gonna take over now these days, so you know it's just hard, and just sign artists off how they sound on CD. I want to make sure artists giving they all, you know, saying giving 100% before I just sign off on the artist. But I am looking for talent.
Are you looking for all ATLs, or are you looking for them?
No, they could be from anywhere. Anywhere.
So when you your label, you know, you're starting it down there. Is it located?
It's in the city.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Are you going to follow, like, 50 Cent's direction to have, like, a clothing line? You have anything else, like, in mind for, like, big business?
If that comes down towards, but that's not my focus right now, you know, I'm taking a couple of things at a time, and then, you know, if it gets to that, yes, it would be that.
All right, that's what's up. I don't have any more questions for him.
Okay,
all right. Sure, you love just broke you down, baby. You say, you know, that is focus right now. I'm just messing around. That brother out there doing his thing, man. I definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Shorty, look, man, I got to ask you as far as, like, the mixtapes right now, man. Is it going to be, like, one before the album drop? Like, a couple of them before? I know you got some stuff out now, but I'm saying, like, in 2012, you got, like, a fleet that's about to be released?
Yeah, I'm going to drop one more mixtape before I drop the album.
Okay, now, as a consumer, I just want to ask you, like, you know, I mean, when you drop a mixtape, what makes your mixtape so different from your album, like, you know, in your own words? Like, you know, not, I don't want to hear it from, like, nobody else, but, like, or the magazine reviews, but, like, Shorty Low feelings.
Well, I'm going to say like this here. I feel like I'm going to put my best in anything I do, so my mixtape going to be like I am. Now, just because of the mixtape, I'm not going to take away from it just because it's going to be a mixtape.
Okay. Now, like, give me an idea, like, you know, some stuff like that we would hear on the mixtape that we wouldn't find on the album or hear on the album, like some of your work, like what type of work, like, you know what I mean? Would you say some of your best or like the that you would just have to follow the mixtape series before getting the album, or you would say get the album and then get the mixtape?
I really didn't get what you were saying. You kind of confused me.
Let me break it back. All right.
Okay.
As far as your mixtape, you know what I'm saying, like the songs you recorded, would you say it's your best work? Period. Like, you know, different from the album.
What I'm saying is, any music I record, I put my heart into it. It's any song. I mean, anything I do, I'm not just gonna sugarcoat it because it's not for an album. Cause, you know, I feel like the fans deserve the best of what you do at all times. So, you know, that's how I just feel about it. So, you know, if some people say something, my mixtape, like it's my last mixtape, the BHL, the Bank Ever mixtape, they say, dang, Lord, that was an album. But, you know, it might be hard to top that one. Well, if that's what you feel, but that's what I got to give them. Give them at all times. Okay. The best. That's what they're looking for.
No doubt, man. I definitely feel you on that, man. Shout out to Shape Sour. I'll see you out doing the boys, man. You know what I mean? We got that brand new joint by Shorty Low, man. Future, man. You know what I mean? Shorty Low, I think it was called Cake. Shorty Low, man, you can't introduce it on the show, man.
Which one you got? The Cake or the
Cake, featuring Future.
Okay. Say what's happening, man. It's your boy, Shorty L.O., live from Bang Kid. It's my song, Cake, featuring Future. He for real.
Shawty want a cake, cooking up a cake. Hurry up and buy. Well, I am straight. I'll serve you what you need, mate. Cooking up a pie. Hurry up and buy. Boy, I ain't straight. I'll serve you what you need, mate. Cooking up a pie. I'm at the Falcons game, 50-yard line. I got them birds flying. Shout it, fly time.
Out here right now, you know what I mean? they shot my Shorty Low, man, you know what I mean? They said they fucks with you, man. They like the brand new joint, you know what I mean? I like the brand new joint.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We got something coming in off the chat room that said, if you need a female MC, get at them. They put the Reverb Nation up there.
Okay.
So shout out to Young Palm if you're listening, Young Palm. You know what I mean? Get back to it. I'm answering any questions y'all want to ask Shorty Low, man, y'all can instant message me right now. We got him on the air live. Y'all want to call in yourself and ask, just call in. But don't show your ass. That's all I'm going to say. Call in, but don't show your ass. I do got a nigga button that I can press, you know what I mean? And he's not very pleasant, you know. But getting back to it, Shorty Low, man, where are you doing shows at this present time, man? Like, I know you got a schedule coming up this week, but, like, where's some of the places you're going to be as the weeks come along?
I think I'll be up in St. Louis and Ohio this weekend. but I ain't got the schedule in front of me. But yes, I think St. Louis, Ohio. I gotta go to Dayton and Columbus somewhere.
Okay, all right. So you're pretty much touring the South. You know, like just doing your ones and twos in the South. You gonna be up north anytime in the next year? I know you are, man. You over there with the unit, so you know.
I'll be in New York on the 13th and 13th through the 15th.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm surprised we missed that. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just going
to we're gonna try to catch up. I'm gonna have to holler at Prince, man, to get like an itinerary or something, man. It's, you know, or one of y'all, man. So I can come through there, man, to get some of that footage, man. We get over there and do some interviews, man. Live interviews.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. I'm ready for you too. Now we probably chop it up in a minute. I don't know if Faith had. Faith, I'm pretty sure he asked all your questions. Or you had anything you want to go? Because I'm about to go in. Hello, like. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, basically I did. You know, I was just out there in Atlanta. You know, I was running around and I've been going back and forth because I have a sister that lives in Kennesaw or whatever. But when I really lived in Atlanta, it was back in the 1993 and whatever. And it just looks so different from what it looks like now. You know, do you think like Atlanta's gotten a little different over the years?
Well, it's same to me. What do you mean different as what, and what?
Like, I don't know. It just seems like it's becoming more of like a Los Angeles type of city. A lot of people are starting to float in, and then, you know, the look of the city is starting to change a little bit from when I was there back in 93 to 96, 1996,
1993. Yeah, that's a different, like, you know, we got like the busy airport in America. So, you know, there's a lot of people moving. So they call it like the young black Hollywood right now.
Yeah. A lot of people. It's starting to look like L.A., you know, a little bit. Like people are out there really trying to do something, but they really, like, it's kind of hard, you know, so they're looking kind of rough out there right now.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of people befriend, but, you know, it's all good. You can't knock nobody hustle, you know, let them try to do what they do.
Okay, I got to,
so, you know, I'm going there, man. I don't want you to go in on me live on air, man, but I'm going You know these questions, man. You know what I mean? But it was about the All Hip Hop. I had put up an article saying that she was being sued by two Georgia producers who claimed they were jerked out of advances and royalties with you. Like, you can't elaborate on that situation a little bit, man.
Well, I don't think he was jerked, you know. He's a producer on my first album.
You know what's funny about this? You know how the media, they got to make it, you know, interesting for the readers out there and the listeners and everybody that's out there. So, you know, they put that out there. You know what I'm saying?
That's all good. You know, one thing about it, I'm a street nigga, man. Really, you know, they can look, say what they want to say. You know, it's like it was two Air House producers. One named Born, another named DJ Pooh, who worked for me. You know, I guess both of them broke. So I guess they blame me for their life. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we agreed on something in the beginning. Like, when I signed with a Solemn, we agreed on, you know, a certain amount for the tracks. And they won't be on my album. But we said if I upscreen, it's going to be a different price. But I never upscreened to the majors, so I always stay independent. So, but I guess they seen how good I was doing on the road or woo-de-woop. So I guess they feel like, shit, it don't matter if you're upstream or not, but they're in agreement. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's money in the pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know. But I'm not going to pay them because they see me came to be more successful than I did because they was a local producer. I feel like I was giving them more because they was with me. But, you know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, they want to see what, all the producers would get. So they feel like they pulled got the same thing, you know, it's called, you know, like producers been at 10, 15 years, and y'all ain't never had a hit record on nobody album. I'm the first person album you ever been on, so I guess, you know how that go, man. It ain't getting serious to me.
No doubt. Yeah. As far as your relationship with T.I., like, you know what I mean, because we look forward to seeing, like, you and T.I., I know y'all had some little issues in the past and everything, but, like, far as
like, you know, new day and age? Like, you got music together? Are you, any plans in the works?
You know, I think y'all stay tuned, man. We've been talking, you know. The prison just came from, he was with my homeboy, named Otto, you know what I'm saying? We talked a couple of times, you know, since being home, but, you know, we just stay tuned, man, you know. I ain't no hate from then when I am, you know. What happened then,
it happened. Now, this is the other question I got you here. Now, this for the last right here, man. This one right here is the Ray J and Fabulous fight, you know what I mean? Like, when stuff like that comes out, like, first of all, like, what's your take on that? Like, you know, like, what you thought about it when you first heard it?
Believe it or not, I was out there. You know, I was out there with Fifth. You know, I was right there at the fight. So, I don't speak on stuff like that.
I'm going to ask you this. Since you was there and Fifth was there, right? What did Shorty Low see? Did Ray J connect or did he not connect?
I don't know. You know, he said something. I don't know. You know, I got love for Ray J and I got love for Fabulous. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't get into, you know, saying stupidity. You know, that's stupidity, man. You know, it is what it is. You know, people, Ray J probably was speaking out of anger or whoop to whoop. You know how it go, but you know, I don't get into that.
No doubt, man. You know, I mean that was shocking, man. Because you know, like. I mean, as far as, like, you know, like, hearing both of them go on the radio, like, you know, like, I respected Fabulous more when he, like, it wasn't no response, you know what I'm saying?
I said, yeah, you're right. He didn't supposed to respond, man. That wasn't nothing to respond.
Yeah, like,
to, man.
Stuff like that. I mean, he was ranting, like, Ray J was ranting and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, Fab, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He cool as hell. Like, you know what I mean? I can't lie. If the nigga wouldn't have said nothing, you would have been like, Ray J, lying. You know what I'm saying? but when Fab answered, like, you know what I mean? And they start, hey, you know, and then again, YouTube put these videos up, man. And then there's so many things that starts, you know, coming behind that, man. You'd be like, you know what? Let's we got to ask these people. You know what I mean? But, you know, like, as far as you and Ray J, like, what's your relationship with Ray J and what's your relationship with Fat?
Yeah, I got a pretty cool relationship with both of the guys, man. You know, it ain't that negative towards me, I want them, man. You know, I guess, you know, people have issues sometimes. So, you know, I feel like it should have never went public. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they had, they should have got handled that night, and that was the end of that. If it did come out, it should have came out through somebody else, like, who think it and had their opinion to see it happen. But I don't feel like it should have came out of Ray J's mouth or, you know, to the public. But, you know, people, a lot of people do stuff. People do stuff when they seem to be mad. So, you know, that's how it go. You know how it go.
Yeah, that happens, man. And I know you said you got your label. You accepting talent. You know what I mean? If artists got beats for you, how can they get their beats for you?
I sell beats all day. I got an email set up. It's paygamble@gmail.com. It's TAYGAMBLE@gmail.com.
No doubt. And now, I mean, and now for artists that got demo CDs or they got a mixtape they want Shorty LO to check out, you know, is it an email or an address that they can also have to send submissions in?
Yes, I'm going to deal with my A&R, who run my label. His name is Sheridan Hartwick. His telephone number is area code 404-454-8443.
Okay, all right. For those out there listening, I hope y'all got y'all pens and y'all papers, man. Shorty LO just gave y'all the information on how y'all can get at him. You know what I mean? You think you got bars, you think you got a good hit record, you think it's strong, holler at your brother, man. He's doing big things, man. And he hold me down on First Fan Radio, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Man, it's all love, man. You know I'm here whenever you need a bit, though.
You know, look, man, I just need you to give a shout-out tonight, man. You know what I mean? We're actually a drop, man, and to First Fan Radio and DJ K-Swift.
First Fan Radio and K-Swift?
Yeah. Yep, yes, sir.
Say, what's happening? This your boy, Saudi L.O., live from Bank Kid. Shouts out to First Fan Radio and DJ K-Swift. Let's get it. Be for real.
You already.
Team unit.
Saudi L.O.
precise, man. Can we drop one with another shorty L O on the air real quick, man?
First Fam Radio will be broadcasting unsigned recording artists Monday through Friday 9:30 p.m. till 11:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/first.
Does your furnace need repair? Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Is your roof leaking? Or are you ready to replace your windows? Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Big or small, no matter what your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro at fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online source of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. You can have instant access to roofers, plumbers, maids, handymen, chimney sweeps, remodelers, and many other professionals. Visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com and find the right home pro for your project. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Thank you, America.
For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
This one right here for you internet bloggers. All you niggas that leave comments on my shit.
Yo, you the bitch that half of the cats that you representing right now is not selling right now. Let's keep it real. I don't see J.O. failing you on MTV. I don't see
who the fuck is you, though? Who the fuck is you? I don't give a fuck about no MTV and no BET. Nigga, this 40 crap, you bitch ass nigga. Who the fuck is you, nigga? Who the fuck is you, though? Who the fuck is you, though? I don't give a fuck about you, nigga. Nobody know you. Hey, as a matter of fact, how the fuck you even get on the phone, tramp? You the tramp, nigga.
You know, First Fam Radio with us last night and what?